911, what are you reporting?
I got a strange going on out here. Something just killed my dog.
Something killed your dog?
My dog went flying through the air over the tree. I don't know how it did it.
Okay.
Damn it, I'm really confused. All I saw was my dog coming over the fence, and he was dead when she hit the ground. I didn't see any cars. All I saw was my dog coming over the fence.
What are you reporting?
We got someone or something crawling around out here.
Did you see what it was?
It was. It was standing up. I'm out here looking through the window now and I don't see anything. I don't want to go outside. Jesus Christ, you better...
Sheriff?
Dia!
Hello?
Get somebody out here.
What's going on now, sir?
That son of a bitch is about 6 foot nine, I don't know.
Do you see him now, sir?
Yes, I'm looking right at him.
Uh-oh.
Hey, everybody. This is Les Stroud. Yes, yes, I know. A.K.A. Survivor Man. And you're listening to Brian, Sasquatch Odyssey.
And welcome back to Sasquatch Odyssey. Thank you guys so much for clicking play. It is Tuesday. This is a bonus show. I'm dropping in on you unexpectedly. And we've got a great show lined up for you. But as always, I want to start by inviting you. If you've had an encounter and you'd like to be on the show, shoot me an email. You can get me at brian@sasquatchodyssey.net. Head over to our new website at paranormalworldproductions.com. You can check it out, become a member there, and help support the show. As I said, this is a bonus show. I wanted to drop in on your feed and do something a little different. If you guys have been listening to the show since way back, God, so many episodes ago that I had Bobby on from the Uwari National Forest area here in North Carolina for the first time, but Bobby has had multiple encounters with Sasquatch around his property. They were basically on his property about 8 years, and Bobby talks a little bit about that in the show tonight. I'm doing something a little bit different. Bobby has a Facebook group. It's NC Backwoods Bigfoot Research Group on Facebook, and I will link to that in the show notes so you guys can check this out. Bobby does some live stuff over there, and he had a sort of an impromptu encounter, as most of them are, right? And he shared it on his channel, and of course I dropped in and said, you'll actually hear Bobby say hello to me, because I was talking to him in the chat function while he was on Facebook in the beginning of this. So I reached out to Bobby privately and asked him if it was okay if I use that audio to share it with you guys, because we can't always sit down and do an hour-long interview. You know, I'm busy, Bobby's busy, he works, he's got kids. So I said, hey, can I use this? I think this encounter is pretty interesting. So he gave me permission to do that. So that's what you get tonight. It's about, I don't know, 25 minutes or so of his encounter that happened a couple of weeks back. I highly suggest you go over and check out his page. I'm actually going to do a blog post about this and post some of the pictures that Bobby is talking about in his encounter. So head over to paranormalworldproductions.com. There's a Sasquatch Odyssey blog at the top. Just click that and it'll take you over and you can see some of the photos that Bobby's talking about. And I'm going to throw in one of the photos that he sent me. It's a really interesting photo of what looks like a Bigfoot standing behind a deer caught on a trail cam on his property. So head over to paranormalworldproductions.com. There'll be a link in the show notes here. At the very top of the page of the new website, you can check out the blog. And I posted another blog over there a couple of days ago. It's something I may do a show about in the future, as a matter of fact. It's an article that Dr. Meldrum did back in 2017, I think. I posted that over there on the blog as well. But for the rest of the videos and the pictures and things that Bobby is talking about, head over to NC Backwoods Bigfoot Research on Facebook. Join Bobby's group and check out his stuff. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you have the ability to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. It's $4.99 a month. It gets you all future episodes commercial free. And I'm going to do at least one extra episode for you guys per month that's not going to be available on the regular feed. So All you got to do is click at an Apple podcast. You can subscribe there. It's $4.99 a month, or you could do like $49.99 a year, and it gives you, you get 2 months free, basically. Once you subscribe, you'll be able to access those shows ad-free. I think I've got five or six of them up that are ad-free that I've done over the last week, and all the future episodes from now on will be ad-free. So if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, consider subscribing over there. It's less than a cup of coffee every month, and it helps support the show, and it gets you ad-free stuff, and you don't have to fast-forward through the ads. I know what you guys do. But enough of that. I'm going to stop talking. You guys sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
I wanted to come on here and tell y'all we had an unexpected encounter Tuesday evening. I'm working on a job down here, finishing out a new house. I don't know if these folks know it or not, but they put a house right in the middle of Bigfoot country. So I went down there Monday and looked at the job, and we started it Tuesday, right? So told my brother, I said, man, they got a place out here. I said, I know there's bound to be some activity out here. Because this place, I mean, it's like I said, it's right in the middle of Bigfoot country. When you turn on this driveway, folks, and you drive for at least a mile and a half, and they're all the way at the other end, and on both sides, for miles and miles and miles, is nothing but woods, okay? So we're going in Tuesday evening, and my brother, he helps me. He's looking on one side in the woods, and I'm looking on the other, and we're like, man, do you see all them stick structures, you know? There's stick structures and X's on both sides of the road. You can see them. Hey, folks, how y'all doing? Hey, Brian King Sharp, how are you, buddy? Long time. No here. Hope you're doing well. But anyway, so I was like, man, I got to talk to these people. So like I say, this was Tuesday evening. So we go in there and we do our work, you know, and we get to a good stopping point and we're headed out. It's about, I don't know, it wasn't dark yet, just maybe dusk, you know what I'm saying, but you could still see good. We're going back out this long driveway. And folks, when I tell you it's woods on both sides for almost 2 miles, every bit a mile and a half for miles all the way around this place. So anyway, we're headed out. He's looking on that side and I'm looking on this side and I'm going real slow, you know. When we get to this place on the right side going out, or I guess a couple years ago or something, they did some selective logging because it's still woods there, but it's got like this brown grass growing that's about waist high, you know. I'm looking over there and I see something, and I was like, it was a little bit darker colored than that grass, which was a tannish brownish color. I said, I just saw something go take off down through that way, you know, but I couldn't tell what it was. I said, it could have been a deer, but if it was a deer, I saw it jumping. It wasn't just running on the ground. It was had to be jumping. We go on down a little further, and like I say, he's looking in the woods on the right side. I'm looking on the left this time, and he says, I just seen something. I don't know what it is. Stop, stop, stop. So I stop. And I'm looking over and I'm like, what do you see? Where's it at? You know, and about the time he gets it out of his mouth, I see this thing pop out from behind the tree about 30, 45 yards max from the driveway. And it steps out almost all the way out from behind the tree. And then it stepped back behind the tree. Well, you know, I've done, and during while this is happening, I've hit record on my phone and handed it to him. This is the first time this has ever happened to us, y'all. The very first time this has ever happened to us. I don't know how to explain it. I don't like to tell stories without having proof. Y'all know that about me. But I don't got none. Okay? John had my phone pointed right at that thing, and it said recording. And it recorded for a minute and 40 seconds. Well, after about 10, maybe 20 seconds in, my screen started like, it had little white dots all over it, almost like snow. You know how the old TVs used to get snow in the screens, we called it. I was like, man, my phone ain't never done that before. What in the world? I got his recorder turned on his phone. And by the time I got my phone from him, like I said, it recorded for a minute and 40 seconds. This thing's still standing there, and it's kind of swaying back and forth behind the trees now. And I don't know. It was probably at least, it wasn't extremely tall, but it was probably 7 foot, and it was dark. I mean, it was a dark black. So he's recording with his phone now, and his screen started doing the same thing. And when it started that mess, you can't see nothing in the screen. You know what I'm saying? Well, he recorded for another minute and something. Well, anyway, then the thing, you know, it went back behind the tree, and then we didn't see it no more. So we sat there a minute. It's like, man, what in the world? Why was the phone screens doing that? So this job that I was at, it's not too awful far from where I live. So we was back at my house in 15 minutes. So we come back in the house, and I pull the video up because I want to watch it. My phone says that it recorded for 4 seconds. 4 seconds. I said, John, check your video. He gets his phone out and looks at his video, and he says he's only recorded for 11 seconds. I was like, what in the world, man? So I don't know what to say about it, folks. That's the first time anything like that's ever happened, as many times I've been around these things. I've never had nothing like one time a couple years ago. Me and my son and my nephew was down in the woods, and we got a rock through at us, and I was videoing. I had old cheap camcorder then. My battery went dead, just like that. But I had an extra, so I put the new battery in, and I didn't have no more trouble. But the deal with our phones the other day with that thing, my phone and his phone are different name brands. Like, he's got one of them $1,200 phones, you know what I'm saying? They both did the exact same thing, and we didn't get no video or nothing. I would have done come on here and told you about it, but I've been busy. I've been working till dark. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, you know, I don't just come on here and tell stories. I can't stand that stuff. I like to show proof of what I have, but it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Now, whether it had anything to do with that creature or not, I don't know. All I know is it didn't happen till they got pointed at it for a couple of seconds, and then the screen started. It had like snow all over it, and I was like, what in the world, man? So, to make sure it wasn't the phones, we're sitting here in the house. I hit record on my phone, and I start recording my kids, just as clear as a bell. I recorded them for a couple minutes, hit stop, played it back, and he done the same thing. It didn't do anything to us, but it was just like, almost like it said, no, you're not going to record me today. But how? If that thing did that, you know, I understand about radio waves and stuff, but how could they affect that? I don't know, man. You know, I mean, I've heard the stories before, but like I said, I ain't never seen no evidence of it until Tuesday evening. And I mean, y'all know, y'all seen my videos and stuff. That video camera I had a couple years ago, the battery went dead on. Well, I've got a new video camera now. It's a high quality one. It'll be later on down the road because I still got a lot of old stuff. Not really old, but stuff to share with y'all. But I've caught some stuff on that one. Only a few people have seen. People kind of get frustrated a little bit. Some of the nighttime pictures, some people have a hard time seeing them, and some people don't. I've got some daylight stuff. I mean, there's only very few people seeing what I'm talking about right now. You can't deny it. Nobody can.
Stay tuned for more Sasquatch Odyssey. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's what goes along with it, too. Just like the video the other night, I'll just make you a little bit interested. We found a trackway here a couple months ago, and me and my brother and my son, we followed that thing as far as we could follow it, and we caught some stuff. I'm going to just put it that way. And it was 3 o'clock in the day, and they wasn't far away neither. Anyway, on a 4K camera. But that deal Tuesday evening, I don't know. Somebody might know more about that than I do, but that's never happened to me before. And I've been doing this since 2013. I've been around these things so much now, y'all. It don't even surprise me anymore. I'm just like, yep, they're here. But they lived around my property for so long, too. But still, I mean, it's like, I don't know, man. I go to different places, and I just had that feeling down there. And I got to seeing all that stuff in the woods, and I was like, man, they got Bigfoots down here. So now every time I go down there, there's some places on either side of the driveway where it's got red clay. Now every time I go up and down the driveway, I'm driving like 2 miles an hour looking to find a good footprint. So that's what happened, folks. Then, you know, John will tell you the same thing. It was the beatenest thing I ever seen. So I saw somebody wrote on here that it zapped their phones. I don't know. I just know that's what happened. I mean, I don't know what to say about it, because I've seen them do everything else, but I ain't never experienced none of that stuff until Tuesday evening. Other than on the video, that white one, man, I don't know who's seen the face picture I put on here. I put another one on here. I brightened it up some. That is that thing's nose and its lip, and you can see the left eye and the cheekbone and everything. Do y'all realize that face is 10 foot off the ground? And the trees that face is filling in the space in between, them trees are 2 foot apart, y'all. That thing's nose looks like it's 8 inches wide. That's that big one I told you it looked like a car coming through the woods on all fours. I've seen a couple of big males, but I didn't know there was one around that big. That thing is, he don't move around a lot, I can guarantee you that. Because his nose, I mean, just look at the picture. His face is filling up a 2 foot gap. And that ain't his whole face. You can't see all of his right eye where he's looking around that tree at me. I mean, it's ridiculous. And he's not even standing completely upright either when he's looking at me around that tree. So I don't really know how tall it actually is, but I just know it's as big as I've got a Hyundai Sonata, and that thing looks like it coming through the woods on all fours. You know what I'm saying? But if you hadn't seen that picture, check it out. Here's what I'm going to do here in a little bit. On that video, those of you who watched it, you'll remember the little toddler one at the beginning. He turns and looks at me, and he's moving his little hands. The female, obviously, y'all seen her. You seen her stick her tongue out or whatever. I think she was getting a personal taste test, because deer lick the air, folks, when they're smelling. She was smelling me is what she was doing. And that hiss sound she made, I believe that was her sucking air through her nose to smell me. I'm pretty sure she was considering eating me if I came any closer. But what I want to tell you, I have screenshots from the video of that little toddler. I took that picture and I put it, you'll see what I'm talking about. A negative picture of a living body almost looks like a thermal image, okay? I'm going to post the picture with the negative, and you'll understand what I mean. that little thing's lit up like the 4th of July. And then I was able to pull a picture of the male that's behind it off of that video. And I've had this stuff for a while, y'all. I didn't feel comfortable putting it out back when people were messing with my page. So I'm going to put it out for you. I'll put them three up here tonight. Y'all can check them out. I think it's pretty amazing. I don't talk about this kind of thing a lot, y'all, but I don't know exactly what is going on with these things, but there's something weird concerning myself and my brother. You understand what I'm trying to say? Because back in 2013, I'm going to just tell y'all, know I don't push nothing on nobody. I try to give you the facts of what I found or what I seen. I always try to give you the proof just as it is. But now I'm going to say this right here. When I had my first encounter in 2013, and I started trying to figure out what made that scream, the only thing that matched it was screams from Bigfoot, okay? I already knew what it was. But about a year passed before me and my wife moved to where we had them on our property for 8 years. Between that time frame there, I'm going to just straight tell you, folks, I believe in God and I believe in Jesus Christ, okay? But here's what I want you to know. I asked the Lord, I said, I want you to show me if these things are real or not. Now, this was back in 2013, okay, after my first encounter. Because I already knew what it was, but I was like, no, man. I've been in these woods my whole life. There's no way. The rest is history, folks. Now it's almost like they are drawn to me sometimes. Just like when we was down at the lake last year. I wasn't down there doing that. Them people's camp got destroyed and they left and left their tent, their dog leashes and stuff. And then it come and shook our camper and left that big handprint on my truck. Wasn't nobody down there doing no Bigfoot. We were down there fishing and stuff. And so folks can believe what they want, but I don't think it's no coincidence. And what I've got now, I can't believe, still cannot get over what all was in that video, y'all. It's unreal. And then the new stuff that I've got, and I haven't forgot. Yeah, I've got to post that up here too. I told y'all I would. I'll post the one, like I told you, that has the watermark on it. I'm not going to post the original. So just remember the one that's watermarked. I blew it up a little bit so you can't see the rocks coming out of the woods on that one, like I showed y'all on the original. But you can see everything else. And the nest and the rainbow structure where I found that footprint. See, all that goes together, folks. I found the rainbow structure, that thing had just been made maybe a day or two before we found it, with the footprint right beside it. So I know what made it. People say, oh, no, you can't say Bigfoot done that. You didn't see him do it. Well, he left his footprints beside of it. Now, when I say rainbow structure, folks, I ain't talking about, there's a lots of times trees, small saplings just bend over in the woods. That's not what I mean. They will take a tree and bend it over. They'll bend it over. And the top end of the tree, they shove it down in the ground, all right, to hold it in an arc. This particular one, it did that, and then it took a tree limb and stuck it straight down in the ground in the middle of that thing. So I had that, and there were more footprints there too, folks, but the one I casted was just the best one that we found, I don't know, 15 or 20 footprints around that place. There was actually a couple more I was going to cast, and I ran out of casting material because that one took like 8 pounds of material to cast. And then after the encounter happened, we got the video, I told my brother, I said, man, you want to know what? They've been aggressive with me before and stuff, but they ain't never been quite that aggressive. I said, I believe we was close to a young one. Because here's something else too, folks. We saw a couple of them that night running back and forth in the woods. We didn't know there was that many of them things around us until we knew there were several of them We didn't realize until after we watched that video, like that female that kept looking at me and looking back at that big male, and then she flicked her tongue out. I had no idea that thing was that close to me. And then there was that other one over here to the left. I mean, they could have took me out of here easy. And they were hissing and moaning and groaning. But here's the thing, because somebody mentioned it the other day. I thought that I said it when I was doing the video live, but if I didn't, I apologize. That growling sound, we didn't hear that with our ears. We never heard that until we hit play on that video. And I think what it was, I think it was just that big male breathing and the microphone on the camera was picking it up, but we couldn't hear it. We was hearing everything else, the rocks and the hissing and the moaning and groaning them things was doing, but I don't want to be misleading anybody, but it was scary enough, okay? Trust me. It's just, it's almost unreal. I mean, like that picture I got of that white one a few months ago with the ugly face. I just got a glimpse of that thing, and we kind of circled back and around and came back up in the direction I saw it take off running in. Then it just stood there. I mean, they freeze because they know motion gives them away. If they move, you're going to see it automatic, especially in the woods, unless the wind's blowing and that helps them out. But what I was telling you, so after the video happened, I told my brother I thought we was close to a young one, right? We go back over there. It's kind of like a pine thicket, but they not real. The trees ain't real close together. That video was in February, too, by the way. Anyway, we found a nest over there, okay? I have a nighttime video of it and a daylight video of it because I went back over there. I wanted to make sure I got it documented. I had an idea about these things' travel pattern. You can ask my wife. I would tell her, man, it'd be great if I could get permission from somebody on the other side to come in from that side and do some research over there. I would ask the Lord to help me with that. And one day my nephew called me. He said, guess what, Uncle Bobby? I said, what? His name's Jeffrey. He said, I'm living over here through the woods from you now. I said, really? Where at? And he told me, I said, boy, you literally are through the woods from me. It was 3 miles through the woods from my back door to his. He said, I keep hearing weird stuff over here at nighttime. You need to come over here and look around. And I kept putting it off for like a couple weeks. And finally, I went over and I was like, oh, my God. Like I said, when I found that rainbow structure and them prints and I cast that one, we didn't go back in there. It was like 3 days later, I went over there, got set up, and the video happened. But I don't know what the things are, y'all. I mean, I don't really know. People want to say they're Gigantopithecus, or and I ain't trying to be a stickler, but I want to say something about that. Just like some of these dinosaurs. This Gigantopithecus, so-called, the way they came up with that whole skeleton was with a fragment of a jawbone and a tooth or two. Do you hear what I'm saying? I personally don't believe they have no idea what that thing looked like. A fragment, y'all. And they made this whole big, huge skull. I'm just saying, nobody knows really what they are. Do they got some ape behavior? Yeah, but they also talk. They're way more smarter than any monkey I ever seen. So I don't know what they are. I mean, I don't. I stay tossed and turned about that. Sometimes I think they might be some race of giants that stay hidden, or, you know, like the red giants that the Navajo, I think, had war with. They are not just a monkey. There's no way they're just a monkey. Anyway, I wanted to share that with y'all. I didn't mean to get off on all that other stuff, but that, yeah, Tuesday evening, that was crazy, man. Never had nothing like that happen with none of my equipment. I will tell you this. When you put an audio recorders out, if you don't cover up that red light, they will mess with it every single time. Anytime I forget I put tape over my red light when it's recording, that red light comes on. So you know it's recording. If I forget to put tape over that thing, and you can tell something's picking it up and fiddling with it. It ain't like a... The last time I put mine out, I hid it under a rock and covered it up with leaves. And I forgot to cover that red light. And when we went back to get it, it was pulled out from under the rock about 2 or 3 feet. Y'all, it's been with me for a long time. You know, I don't like to just tell stories and I ain't got no proof. But I don't got nothing to show you because that's what happened. I don't know what to think about it, just to be honest. But it happened. They say you're